Okay, we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. And we are up to, I think, Amar Abaya. Conference, and please mute yourself. Somebody's making a lot of noise out there. What is he saying? Dr. Brait.
Is that the hook, the other phone?
What? No, what happened was he asked me to pass people to mute themselves, which I had just done before he texted me.
Did he have a free second to...
Again, he couldn't hear. Something to my right. I'm Rabbiya. Now, that is, I think that's where up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th wide line. A2, thank you very much. 71, A2. I'm Rabbiya, Abhanana, Bitanina. Mispachas Beis HaShrifa is the Beis HaYarden. There was a family known as Beis HaShrifa in Beis HaYarden, and they were known Mamzerim. These were not Nitma Nitma. These were people that the Welt knew that this is a possible family. Berichka Ben Tzion Bezraya. Ben Tzion was a powerful person. I guess he was a leader of the community. Rashi says Adam Chashuv. He was a chashuva person, but he also had power, because there are many chashuva people that don't have power. He was a chashuva person, and he had power.
What's the fear
of
the seventh definition?
What?
The fear,
that's the name of the family. The Tzrifa family. Why they call that? Tzrifa usually means purified. Maybe they had a business, like they purified gold or so. But it doesn't say. You know, I can speculate whatever I want. No, this is not, no, this is the name of the family. It's the Miller family. It's a family, as well. The Tzirva Ben-Rikha Ben-Tzirim Mizraya. He distanced them. With his power, he announced, these are Mamzerim. But these were not Sufik Mamzerim. These were Vadeh Mamzerim. There was another one that people were spreading rumors about, and it wasn't true. They were kosher. The Ben-Tzirim went and said, Rabbi Sai, this family is kosher. You got Elu, Eliyobo, Latame, Latar, Lerachi, Gulerach, Kariv. The ones that are known is the one Eliyobo and Lavi is going to come, Masid Lavi, and he's going to distance them or bring them close, purify them, or the opposite of purify them, defile them. I don't know what Tame says in English.
Name them defiled.
What?
Name them defiled.
Name them defiled. Because Elu, the Yadin, because they're known. Have a Mishbarash and Nitma Nitma. Suffolk, don't worry about. Rashi? Dr. Rashi? Tanina? Tanina was before. No, this. The Chomish Bachash and Nitma Nitma, Dain La Frishal Archika, Veliferous Suffolk Mitmeyam. Not our job to distance them, to bring them close, and to check out the Suffolk of their mixture. Me Nitma, Me Loy Nitma. Leonichum, Beim Suffolk, Beim Sherem, Lasted Lavoy. Leave them alone. Beis Tzrifa, Shame Hamishvacha. Ben Tzion, Adam Chashuv, the Israel. Chashuv, a person with power. Richka, Hichra, Shame Sulim. Eliyahu Ba, Masid Lavai, the Siv, the Heshiv Levavas Abanim, Zemi Bebanav Shoseh. The Heshiv Levavas Abanim means he will find the Yichus, he will show people the Psulim, but only the known ones. Shenitma, the Yaidin, Dr. Ashi, Shakom Machzik Mvaisim Bipsulim, Shiniskar Vobazraya. Meaning people knew they were Mamzerim, but they used their power to push their way in, to bully their way into regular families. But everybody knew it was possible, it wasn't unknown. But something that was not known is not known. Now, the way I understand it, again, I might be wrong, the way I understand it is if they were Vadai Pasul and they bullied their way in, then they're Vadai Pasul and Elio is going to distance them. If we didn't know, meaning it was a never known fact, so Elio is not going to come and tell us who's Mamzerim and who's not Mamzerim. Now, it could be I'm wrong, and once they're mixed in even if at one point they were known. It was only at that time that they were known and they were bullying their way in that Ben-Tzion got up and said, Rabbi Sai, out. So I'm not sure. Yes, that's it.
Well, I think pretty much that's it. We had just a few minutes ago, Gemara, which says that the time of Shia is the Mamzerim will be purified. But what you're saying, I think, is the answer to the question, is that someone who is a Badai does not get purified. Someone who is
again, I mentioned yesterday, this Machloikas Rishonim, and about Machloikas Tanoim later on. There's going to be a Machloikas Tanoim later on, I see the Mamzerim Latorah or not. Ramban learns, it's talking about Vade Mamzerim. And there's a Mandiyamar that says, Vade Mamzerim Bitar. This Gemara is going like the other Mandiyamar, and says, no, only the ones that we don't know. Ran learns that the Machloikas is about Suffolk. It's what this Gemara is talking about. And that this Gemara is passing like the Mandiyamar that says they will become Tar. So the Machloikas be showing them how to understand that Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, the Gemara seems to say, is the difference between Vadai and Suffolk. Yes, Baruch Moshe. Thank you very much. Yes.
This is
Eliyahu.
This is not the.
This is Eliyahu Navi.
Before we had
Eliyahu. That was a different. That was yesterday. I mean, beginning of the week.
I just want to say the point I'm suggesting now is Eliyahu's coming to. He's coming to. There were shilas between one person said this, person that. He's come paskin which way we go, right?
100%.
Okay? So why should this be different?
You know, the Rabbi Shem is kind. He's saying not like you. I mean, I hate to say it.
No, I know that. That's my question.
Because that's not what he's coming to say. The Rabbi Shem says, Mishpacha Shinit Manitma. He's saying, don't worry about this. So Eliyahu is not going to paskin that.
But you have two people arguing.
There's no argument
Moshe,
here.
No, Moshe, who's the, you had a big shout with Reb Moshe, and who was the, with the thing with the, what?
I got it.
No, wait, who's the, recently Reb
brought down.
Thank you, maybe. Yeah, okay. Is he going to come with the, who we possibly like?
Yes.
Oh, how's Reb Hankins going to feel?
How do you know he's possibly like Reb Moshe?
Because we just know that.
Please don't react. It's not going to react. I mean, it's self-understood. He's not going to reveal Mamzerim. Now, you're saying an interesting thing. According to Rav Henkin, those people who got married according to Rav Moshe Mamzerim. Is that Mishpacha Shenitma? Are they going to be purified because they're unknown Mamzerim? Because according to Rav Moshe, they were not Mamzerim? Maybe. Maybe that'll be included in Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. He'll paskin Mikala Laba, but he won't make the retroactive. I don't know. We'll find, you know, stay tuned. That's why he's coming to do this, so we can find out. Imagine that's why I said stay tuned.
But Rebbe added, I wasn't even bringing down that part of it.
I know. Dr. Gemayavite, the Tano Eid Acheres, I said it was another family. The Ratzel Chacham and the Gleisa. Rabbana didn't want to reveal it. It was Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. Aber Chacham bin Meisim Meisim Lefneim El Tamideim. The Chachamim give it over to their children, Tamidim, once every 7 years. Meaning, people who are aware of the Suffolk, it's not to be announced, Shpacha Shenitma Nitma, but you, for your own children, for Shaduchim, or for your close Tamidim, tell them to stay away from the family. Not a public announcement, but Betzias, privately, those who are aware should make their close Tamidim and Bunim aware of it once every 7 years. And some say twice every 7 years, but not more than that. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mestabri Kamad Amar Pamachas Bishua. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, I paskin not more than once every 7 years. Why? It's a Tanya. Hareini Nazir Emloyagala Mishbachas. The guy says, I'll be a Nazir if I'm not going to tell people which Mishbachas puzzle. So, like, basically, he's trying to say, I will tell people which Mishpachas are puzzle, and that way I don't have to be a Nazir. Like, why he did this, I don't know. I'm not in his brain. But that's what he said. Zok de Braisa ye Nazir v'le yigal Mishpachas. Let him be a Nazir. We don't want him to tell the families. If he wants to know what the right thing to do is, you don't say it. Rather be a Nazir. Now, we don't like people to become the Nazirim, but we don't like people to say families. So, Rav Nachman Yitzchak shows us how Chazal wanted people to keep quiet. And therefore, if they allowed it to their children, Tamidim, at least, the least as possible, once every 7 years. Dr. Ashi, Another family besides the one Ben Sion by Lot. Now, earlier this week, Rav Moshe asked a question from a Gemara in Yevamos that says that a mamzid lo yidia lechaya, that a mamzid that's not known dies within three generations. And that's what the Gemara said in Yevamos.
Only if he's not known?
That's what it says. If he's known, it's not announced. If it's not known, he dies within 3 months. 3 years. Three generations.
No, and he gets to live on...
Yeah, because it doesn't make a difference because everybody knows.
Without children, though?
This is what it says. He dies, meaning there's nobody left after three generations of a mom's and lady. That's what the Gemara... It's a Gemara. It's not... Nobody made this up. It's a Gemara.
Why is he no one's left? He had kids.
They're going to die. They're not going to be around. The Rebbeinu Shlom keeps the mom's heir out. And if nobody knows about them, he makes them die without children, so they should be gone out of the picture. This is what happens. What's your question?
What do you after three generations mean?
The mamzer that's a mamzer, and if nobody knows about him, he might have a child and a grandchild, but it's not going to be any more than that. That grandchild will not have any children. It'll be over, done with. So Rav Moshe asked the kasha, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma.
Was it Ravikya or Moshe?
So at that point, I didn't really give him a clear answer, but I found a Rishayim asked the kasha. The Rush asked the kasha, that's the Rush. I saw two answers, I'm only going to say over one. And that is that that mamzid l'yidia is on an individual, but on families, that doesn't apply. That's what one of the Rishayim said. So, the kasha is asked by the Rishayim. I just wanted to point it out.
His family's old, they will not die after.
They will not die after. Because Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, the Rebbeinu Shlom will leave him alone. Nothing my advice.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on the previous brisa?
Sure.
The seven years and the family and the Talmidim. So, I understand why it might be limited in time, because they don't want these families or these people to be outed constantly, but why keep the circle so small? Why not protect the shepherd or the water carrier or anybody else who's making a shidduch every 7 years? Why is it limited to the people in the immediate circle of the
Chachamim? I expected this question. And the answer, the way I understand it is as follows. This is really not a protection. Because Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma says, it's perfectly legal, it's perfectly fine, it will not affect anything. So really, there's nothing to protect from. The reason Talmidei Chacham sent it over to their children, and to Talmidim, was an extra, being extra super careful. Not because...
Just the stringency they were taking on themselves because of their status?
Because of their status, correct. It's meaning like this. Nobody has to be protected because it's not an Avera. If it were an Avera, it would be obligatory for them to tell everybody. It's not an Avera. It's 100% mutter, 100% kosher. There's not going to be any soul in their offspring. But there's an extra mila, madrega, of wanting to have pure purity. And that you limit to a very exclusive group. And even to that exclusive group, once every 7 years, and don't remind them. And don't remind them. You tell them once,
so,
and if they remember 5 years later, it's fine. If they don't remember and they want to do a shidduch, stay out of it.
That was my next question. What if they do a shidduch and it's year three or year five?
You're allowed to tell them once every 7 years, not more.
It just seems like it should matter.
This is Rabbanan's imposed thing of once every 7 years.
I know. It just seems like either it matters or it doesn't. The stringency is I don't quite understand it. Either it matters or it doesn't.
Again, there is... No, I'm trying to explain myself. I understand the kasha, but I'm trying to explain myself. It's not black and white. In Yichus, it's not black and white. It's all white, meaning it's okay, but there can be a different shade of white. It's a desire to make sure that you're...
Cohen wants to marry a Cohen. She's no Israel, but
Exactly. As Dr. Harris points out, sometimes Kahanim will insist on marrying a Bas Kayan because they just want to insist on being on a higher level, not because it's usher and the other way.
Yeah, and people have two things with kashrus as well. Something's completely kosher, but they have their own thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
I think we're confusing terms. I mean, we are taking bastardy as being something it is. I mean, as an explicit mission, a monster don't cuck him, take it in terms of being redeemed over a coin gadol on earth. This is a state. This is something which happens through no fault of the person's own. But just as someone is a kind of Levi or Israel, you can have someone who's a monster and who's not a monster. Now, in terms of effects on descendants and things like that, they are there. But then again, that's true with kind Levi and Israel.
Again, I will only say the following, and I'm really trying to limit this. I don't mind if my kid marries a Kayan or a Levi, so I definitely don't want him to marry a Mamzer. I do not want grandchildren that are Mamzerim. And also, the Torah says my child is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So there's an element of Isser involved also here. It's Usser to marry a Mamzer. It's a state that's not a fault of the Mamzer. Didn't do anything wrong. And a Mamzer Tamachachim is Kayan 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 Lamarit. But my kid's still not allowed to marry him. That's a fact.
Which would you rather have, a child marry a Mamzer Tamakacham or a Kain
Gadol Amaret? A Kain Gadol Amaret, a million times over. One's legal, one's illegal.
No, that's okay, yeah. Legally, you're absolutely correct. But, you know...
It's the illegal. I can't help it. It's illegal. I'm not saying anything bad about the Mamzer. He could be a Tamakacham.
Exactly.
He could be a million times bigger than I am, and that's fine. I mean, it's not fine that I'm not, but that he's much bigger than me is fine. But it has nothing to do with his marital status. I still can't have my daughter marry him.
That's all
the Gemara is talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Gemara Weiter.
One more question.
What?
Are we close?
I'm a rabbi by Bachana. I'm a rabbi Yechelim. Because we brought down something about revealing once every 7 years, we're going to say something else that's once every 7 years. Nothing to do with this, unless you have a shot in the connection between the two. Shame ben Arba Isis, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the shame of Hashem, of four letters. Chachamim Moshe Moshe Mutamideyam Hamachas B'Shavua. Once every 7 years, the Chachamim teach the Tamidim how to write it. I'm not sure what that means, how to read it, because there are different ways to pronounce it, even though we're not allowed to, but they should know the different tzirufim and how to do it, and how to explain it. That's how Rashi says. Rashi, Shem ben Arbi Isis, Kriyasai, Ksivasai, Uperushai, Chachamim Maisim Maisam, live that. Now, I will only say the following. Before I move on to this Gemara, which is going to get involved in Seamus, let me just say it's above my pay grade. I would just read and translate, and nobody asked me to explain. I don't know the explanation. But Dr. Gemar Weiter, Amar Loyahus, Amar of Nachman, Mustabra Yitzchak, Mustabra, Command Amar Pamachas Bishwar. I'm sorry, did I say? Amar Lapamayim Bishwar, so I'm saying twice every 7 years. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, same of Nachman Yitzchak as before, Mustabra Command Amar Pamachas Bishwar. Tachsiv, Zashmi Loilam. This is my name forever. But the Olam in the Pasuk is spelled the Olam, which means hidden. Hide my name. Keep it hidden. Do not elaborate on it, whatever that means. And therefore, the less, the better. It's something, it's Torah. It has to be taught. But the Torah wants it taught in a very hidden way. So therefore, it makes sense, the less, the better. I have no idea what you're saying. We say twice every 7 years. We pass. No. Again, if it's a good drush, if you have something to say, that's great, but if not, no. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rava Savar the Midrash of Pirka. Rava wanted to say a shir on the name of Hashem. Amalehu Sava, an old person told him, and Rashi, I believe, says it's Eliyahu HaNavi, or other Rishayim say it's Eliyahu HaNavi. No, it's not here. Others say it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Told him, La'alam Siv. It's meant to be hidden. Do not say a public shir on this. Rabbevina Rami. Rabbevina asked the contradiction. Siv Zashmi. Siv Zazichri. It says Zashmi, and then it says Zazichri. Now, it doesn't say Zashmi Vazichri. It says Zashmi Vazazichri, which is Mashmi. We're talking about two different things. If not, it should have said Zashmi Vazichri. So tell me the following Allah. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loim Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. It's not the same that I'm written that I'm read. Nichtav Ani B'Yudkei. V'Nikrav Aleph Dalet. It's read Yudkei V'Amkei, but it's not pronounced that way. It's pronounced Aleph Dalet. Meaning, that's Zashmi, but Zazichri. When you mention it differently. You don't mention it Yudkei. You don't say that. That's why it's forbidden to refer to the witnesses. That group of people that have a different religion that call themselves witnesses, the name before that is the name Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, one should not say that. That's pronouncing Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, we call them the witnesses without referring to their first name because of this. You're not supposed to say Shani Nichtav. You're not allowed to pronounce the Yudkei Vavkei the way it is written. Rashi. Rashi, Rashi, Rashi. The Rashi Lalam Lahalam. Siv Zashmi Siv Zazichri. Mizla Siv Shmi Vazichri. Masma Shalom Dishnei Shemus. Taught him two names. Amr Lazashmi Miyuchan. Ubazah Shani Ani Nisker. This is my name, and this is the way I mention me. Yes. Come on, go quickly, because I can't spend the whole day on this.
I don't want to learn that this stuff. I don't want to learn this stuff.
So don't.
You know what I mean? When the Rebbe says, okay, every 7 years I'll teach you once. It's not my.
So who said you should learn it?
Jehovah, first of all, with a J.
And you shouldn't pronounce it. It's still you'd give up.
Yeah, Kel. It's a Kel.
Again, it's not so simple. Don't pronounce it. Next.
This is stuff. Is it Nogel Maisa?
Yes, you're not supposed to mention Hashem.
No.
Yes, very Nogel Maisa. Yes, I just had 15 brachas. Yes, it was gay 15 times. In the pasuk, Zashmi Loila was Zashmi Loila Zayvadari. In Parshas Shmai.
Yeah, you don't
yes.
Need to teach you that.
Yes, doctor.
Avram says it's good.
In terms of not pronouncing it, at least during time, space, and Mikdash, if I remember correctly.
Let's do the whole Gemara before we have any questions.
Okay, no problem.
Yes. Right. So, take my mind to Tana
Rabbanan. Sorry, I do have a question. Zazichri means that it's, what are we supposed to do with that?
Nothing! Just don't say the name of Hashem! What you've been doing with it until now.
Is that what by the person saying Zazichri?
It's saying do not say the way it's written. Exactly what it's saying.
What you have to say with a J in front of
it? No.
So how do you call them?
Witnesses.
Well, what do I call them? J's witnesses.
Non-witnesses. Whatever you want to call them. But
fools.
Don't think about it. Turn around, Bonan. I just want to mention this because my Yitzhara, if you call me Yitzhara, wants me to mention this. There's a big machlokes achrayim. Big machlokes achrayim. It's nothing to, you know. When there's a thing called Krieg Siv in the Torah. Krieg Siv means the Torah writes the word Yishkelena, and we read it Yishkavena. When you read Krieg HaTorah, it's a big shayla in achrayim. You have to look into the pasuk and read Yishkelena. Look at Yishkelena and say Yishkavena. Or you're saying it about peh anyway. And the Mela, you're saying it about peh anyway. You might as well not. You don't have to look into the Sefer Torah at that word. You're not reading that word. It's a big shayla in achrayim. This is not the time and place for that discussion. The Briska Rav wants the Taina that the Shem Hashem is different. The Rabbeinu Shlom says this is the pronunciation of this word. It's not pshat. This is the way it's written, and you read a different word. This is how you read this word. You read this word Aleph Dalet. This is the way to pronounce it. Now we wouldn't do it by looking at the letters, but that's why the Rabbeinu Shlom said Zazichri. This is the Briska Rav's word. It's not a regular Krieg Siv. Yishkelena is not Yishkelena. Batchayrim, or whatever the other word is, I forgot already, I'm sure everybody should remember, is two different words. So the Torah said, from Moshe Mitzinai, it's written one way and pronounced a different way. But it's not pronounced the way it's written. Mashainki, the Biskarab says, this is a big title, not everybody agrees to this Biskarab, that the pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei, the Rabbi Nishim told us, this is how you pronounce this word. It's not a Krieg Siv. This is the way the word is pronounced. So there you cannot look outside and say, I'm not reading it anyway. You are reading it. This is the reading of this letter.
So,
So J doesn't mean anything.
It's still the way you pronounce those words. Adarabba. You're saying the word of Yudke Vavke. Oh, you mean you're pronouncing it wrong? No, but the Rabbi Shem Tzedek said, Lloyd Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, don't say it. Yes.
All right, this is done in England also. The one with the top of the line, there is a number of Worcestershire sauce is the Worcester sauce. If you're going in England going there, you say, I'm going to Worcester. Oh, this is Worcestershire.
By spelling out UK Voke, why are we allowed to say that?
You're not.
We don't pronounce it, we say I forgot which tefillah it is. We say it in the Russian Zohar or something.
I say Yud Kei Vav Kei.
With a hey.
No, I don't.
Oh, you never?
No, I never do. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. And there's a song out there that somebody sings, for those who know music, concurrent music. He says a yud in 2 minutes, then a little in the next line. He says a hey, then a vav. I didn't let them sing it in camp. Because I didn't want to hear Yud Kei Vav Kei pronounced, even though he's not pronouncing it together, and it might be mutter, but it's not what we do. We say Yud Kei Vav Kei.
He's also not pronouncing it correctly.
That's also true. Okay.
When we say it, we don't say it. Not hope.
No, I say the same Yud Kei Vav Kei.
You say the word Yud.
I say the same Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what I said.
I've never in 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never heard anyone say that.
Well, you didn't listen to my other stuff, I gotta tell you. Or to Rabbi Groomers, or to anybody else that I am for, they all say Yud Kei Vav Kei.
K?
I said Yud Kei. I know exactly what I'm saying. No.
What about when it says Hashem was assigned to God? Why is it written
Al? Because it has a different meaning. That has to do with Kavanas Hashem. Al Daud means Adai Nailam. And Yud Kei Vav Kei, because depending where it's pronounced, by time sometimes Yud Kei Vav Kei is pronounced Elikim. Hashem, well, sometimes it's pronounced Elikim. So then it has two meanings: the meaning of the Ksiv and the meaning of the Kri. It means Adai Nailam Hayahay Via. And in the case when it's pronounced Elikim, it means Takif Balakayach Tzibalak Vuras Kulam. And Hayavia. Now the Gross says that you go Iker by the way it's pronounced, not the way it's written. And you don't have to think Hayavia.
The difference between Shem Adnas and
Shem Abaya. Again, not getting involved. I'm still, my feet are firmly planted. And I'm going to stay that way this whole Gemara. Okay. There's such a thing called Shem Etzem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everything else is considered a Kinoi. Again, I stay with my feet on the ground. I don't go above them. Don't think about it. Tana Rabbana, double yud. There's no such name. It's a siddur made up to put double yud instead of yud kei vav kei.
To avoid the problem.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it avoids it, but that's what it is.
What's the problem with writing it?
No, there's no problem writing it, but then it becomes it has yud kei vav kei. It becomes a whole different shamus. So a lot of siddurim. Right, you're good. That's just a way of, it's not a name of Hashem. It's a short way of writing Yud Kei Vav Kei without getting into trouble.
It's a good idea.
It depends what sitter you use. This sitter, I believe. What? It means, it's a meaningless. This sitter says Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what I said. You write it. I write hey with a dash. That's why I write Hashem.
A dash.
Whatever you want to call it. Not a dash. What?
No,
whatever you want to call it. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Rishayna Hashem Shem Ben Shtayim Esra Isis. There's a name of Hashem of 12 letters. What it is? Different shittas. In the Rishaynim, in the Arizal. Again, since I don't know what I'm talking about, I am not even going to bother. But there's a name of Hashem of 12 letters. They used to teach it to everybody. Usage of it has a lot of power. Don't ask me what power. I don't know. I told you, try to keep my feet firmly on the ground because at least I can feel the ground when I'm standing there. Once I get off the ground, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'm going to stay there. Mishal Rambo HaPritzim, when the Pritzim got much, they used it for not good things, because the Shem Hashem is powerful, and if you use it, it can have consequences, like cursing somebody in the name of Hashem. Can have consequences besides being usher, but it does damage. And if you use the Shem Yud Beis, it's even more damaging. And don't ask me why, because I don't know what I'm talking about. They only told it to the... How does he translate Snuim?
Discreet Kahanim.
Discreet Kahanim. That Snuim Shebekuna, when they duchened, right, the other Kahanim said, Yudke Vavke, pronouncing it Aleph Dalet, and they were saying the same Yud Beis while the other Kahanim were saying it, because they were saying it slow, like the Kahanim say things slow, and meanwhile, they were saying quickly, nobody should hear them, the same Yud Beis. By duchening. By Yisra Hashem. Tanyam Rebetarifim Pamachas Elisachet Yachi Imi Leduchem. One time, I went with my uncle, who was also a Kayan. Reb Tarfon was a Kayan, and he was a Kayan. I went up to Duchen. This is by the Beit HaMikdash. And I listened to the Kayan Gadol. Because what happened is, the Mepharshim speak out, because Reb Tarfon was not on the status to be next to the Kayan Gadol. But his uncle was a Chashev Kayan, an older Kayan, got to stand next to the Kayan Gadol. He went with his uncle. So he got in, using protexia to stand next to the Kohen Gadol. Some want to say he was a cotton, some want to say even he was older, but he was down the line, but he came with his uncle. You come with your uncle, you come with your uncle. Your uncle stands next to the Kohen Gadol, you get to stand next to your uncle. You can hear the Kohen Gadol. And the TC, Osniyat the Kohen Gadol, I put my ear, I wanted to hear what name the Kohen Gadol says, that he was saying a different name, he was saying Shem Yud Beis, while they were saying, he got it, nobody, but I heard it, I was right there. That's what he's saying. He swallowed, he
murmured it.
He said in a low way, nobody could hear him, because they were saying Yud Kei Vav Kei loud, and he was saying, he heard it because he was standing next to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen further down the line did not hear it. Also, by the way, they were in the middle of doing it. They were supposed to say the name of Hashem. He was listening to the Kohen Gadol. Again, you know, that's what happened. He wanted to hear what the Kohen Gadol. He was a kid. He was young. According to Mama Shreinim, he was a cotton. Now, I just want to mention that the Shreinim and Akashi and they don't answer. Birchas Kahanim is to read the Psukim. The Psukim don't say Hashem Yud Beis. They say Hashem of Yud Dalet Yud Kei Vav Kei. What right is there to add any other thing in there? That's not the reading, the Rishayim has discussion. Taisus Rid, the Rosh. You're supposed to read the words. You're not reading the words. Recha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The Pasuk says Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Pasuk doesn't say Hashem Yud Beis. So when you're saying Hashem Yud Beis, you're not saying Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is the Rishayim Kasha. I'm sure the Kabbalim have answers. I'm just saying what Rishayim ask, and they don't answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. I got it. When they did duchening every day in the Beit HaMikdash. The ones that didn't know it, and they said, Shem Arba Isis, and they used to say it slow, and they sing, nobody could hear it. That's the name of sweetness of the voice, is referred to as Tarif. I don't know what that means. He was Mekadesh 300 women, the Kedushin, the 300 women, in the years of famine, they lachilim betruma. They should be able to eat, it was famine, they were starving. So to save their lives, he married them. The Duchen, the Varach Berchus Kahana.
Okay.
is pronounced in two different ways?
In Dukhaning, in the Beis HaMikdash, they pronounced it the way it was written, correct.
But the true way of saying it, or the other way of saying it, is it's a 12 letter.
No! That's the Rishayim's Kasha. That's what the answer is got to be, but the question is, it's not there.
But that's the answer.
I don't know. The Rishayim don't answer it. It's your answer. The Rishayim say it's not the word that's written. So they're not satisfied saying that's a different way of pronouncing it. Yes.
As you well know, there are numerous questions here. I don't understand the question of the Rishonim, because the Kohen Gadol was saying was the correct pronunciation of the name. So I'm missing something in what the question is. And not only that, that now brings in another question of how did he know it? Because if you're only allowed to transmit once every 7 years, there's a whole string of 80 Kohanim in the Golem in a row, which were only Kohen Gadol for 1 year. So someone had to know it long enough. They were teaching it yearly.
Maybe the Kohen Gadol was an exception to the rule. I can't answer anymore.
It's the only thing I can come up with. Maybe. The main question I have is, as far as Gemara, we're arguing on Musaf Yom Kippur, because according to Musaf Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said publicly multiple times and was answered, the same number of orders. The implication, at least the way I've read the Muslims, is the implication of Shema Mukhurs is not Shema Adnas.
Again, they do talk about that. I can't answer you definitively, but he might have pronounced the same Yud Kei Vav Kei, but not said the same Yud Beis or same Mem Beis.
I mean, as you will know, the Rodan, I mean, there are a number of, we actually say the 42-letter name every week.
Yes and no. Yes and no, because it's a big Shiloh, and you're saying them, what is the name 42? You decided to pick one opinion. So I don't say it every week, only according to one opinion. In fact, I say it every day according to one opinion. Yeah. But according to other opinions, I never say it.
Okay,
let's go back. That's why I said I don't want to get involved in this because it's way beyond my pay grade. There's three shittas in how the Shem Mem Beis comes about. There's many shittas in what the Shem Yud Beis is. There's the Arizal shita that by the Shem Mem Beis comes from Anu B'chayach. There's the Arizal shita that not everybody agrees. What? As I said, the Shem Mem Beis.
Oh, Mem Beis.
But others learn it from different things. There's two other shittas in Rishayim about where the Shem Mem Beis comes from. I don't remember what they are. I can look them up in Dirshu, in the Besifta. But to me, it's all the same. You know what I mean? I barely know how to read the word with the Shem Yud. I'm Daudais just reading it Adni and pronouncing and thinking of the Kavana. Havai. That's all I'm worried about now. I really am beyond my pay grade and everything else.
Is that when some shuls say they say it quietly, they don't repeat it? Chazan doesn't say it?
I don't know. I sing it and tell. Later. That's because they just didn't know the rest of the song. That's what somebody told me. Now I think my time arrived. Shame ben Abba Amishtai Maisis, A Maisinais, El Misha Tznua, Ba'anav, to give over the name of 42 letters only to somebody who's discreet. I like the word. He's humble. V'aymed b'chatsiyamav. He's over 35. V'aynak, meaning he's settled, mature. V'aynakayas, doesn't lose his temper. V'aynamishtaker, doesn't hit the bottle. V'aynamamad amidaitzav, he's mevater, doesn't stand there and insist that he's right. Chayaydai, and anybody who knows that name of Membeis, v'amishav, his other boy, and he's careful. V'amishamre b'tara, and he watches it, Batari. He never says it without he's not Torah completely from Tumas Meis and Tumas Keri and Tumas Zav and Tumas Sheret. He's totally Torah. All of the Milan's beloved upstairs and Nechmud Lamati's desire down here. May Masai Mutala Salabrias and people fear him. Dr. Rashi, Shem Membeis, Norwood Membeis, Rashi. The Duchen, Lebarach Berchus Kahanim. Duchen means the stage. We say Duchening. It's really not the correct word. Nesias Kapayim is the correct word. Duchen is where they did it, on a stage. So we say Duchening. That's how we pronounce it. They're going to Duchen. They're not going to Duchen. They're going to a Duchen, to a stage, to say Nesias Kapayim. By the way, you know where the word davening comes from? The Avunan. That comes from our forefathers. The Avinon in Aramaic. So the Avinon became davening, davening, and that's how it is. Right. Because it's the same thing of dukening. You know, you get a word that you don't even know what it means. Shalashonas. There's no word shalashonas. It's shalashonas. It's the third suda. So people say shalashonas as if that's a word. You make the vocabulary picks up words. He never keeps a grudge. It's a very dangerous tool, the Shemem Beis. Okay, finish with the Shemus. Let's go back to Yichus. I think that's even easier than the Shemus, right? Let's think about it. There are, by the way, I was serious. There are different sheetahs where you figure out the Shemem Beis from, which Sukkim it comes from. Now, Rizal is the one that says it comes from the paragraph of Arba Chayach. But not necessarily do we know which are the letters that form the shame. Because if not, then everybody knows the shame and base. And the Gemara seems to be saying that they did not everybody knew the shame and base. Ariza wasn't going to go and violate that thing and tell everybody what the shame and base is. So I know that even though at the end of Anabachoyach it spells out the initials, that does not necessarily mean that that's the shame and base. That's all I can say. Everything else I'll leave up.
But I don't think anyone knows how to pronounce it.
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of names that are different, but the Gemara discusses Yud Beis and Mem Beis. I think there's an Ayin Beis, the Gemara Sukkah. Rashi says there's a Shem Ayin Beis, and Rashi tells you exactly how to figure it out. In Sukkah, Rashi tells me. That's an Ayin Beis. I don't know if any other. I think there's a Shem Mem Hei also. But after that, you know, again, I try to keep my feet on the ground and hope for the best. I don't know any more than that.
I believe the 72-letter name is Trinity, the art school monster, actually. But,
it's the Gemara Sukkah. The Gemara says how to figure it out. Rashi says how to figure it out.
So they printed it out. You're not going to say over one of my favorite Rambans, which is the entire Sefer. It's one giant shame of shame.
Yeah, okay, but it's a different kind of...
What does the shame of shame
I know. I just look at the letters and I go, I don't say those letters either.
I'm thinking that I counted them as 22.
Could be. There are a lot of ones. I have, you know, that's what I say after I say my name is Philip. Shame I yoit say me im the apostolic. There's a name that comes from there. Then there's some people say Pesach Hashidecha. The letters of Pesach Hashidecha is a shame. Again, this is, I told you, I try to keep on the ground and try to do my best what I know instead of trying to figure out what I don't know, and I don't know anyway. Baita. Nothing about Baita, I'm a Shmuel, Mishmei de Saba. Bava Bechetz Kesher Emedes, Achivad Elohim Amenev Sula. Bava, assume every family is kosher unless you know if it came puzzle. If you're looking for extra yichus in Bava, don't dig. There's no reason to dig. Shara Ratzes Becheskes Puzzle and Imdus, Achivad Elohim Amenev Sula. In other lands, besides Rashi Troll and besides Bava, check it out. If you want to be Makbar Yichus, you better check it out. Don't assume anything. In other lands, don't assume. Now again, Mishmaka Shinit Benitma, it's legal. But if you want to check it out, if you want to be sure, you have to dig. In Bava, you don't have to dig. Eretz Yisrael, Mukhzik L'Pasul Pasul, Mukhzik L'Kasha Kasha. Now Eretz Yisrael, you go by what people say. Frek the Gemara Aguf V'Kasha, you just contradicted yourself. Amrit Mukhzik L'Pasul Pasul, Hasama Kasha. You're saying in Eretz Yisrael, the people say it's Pasul, stay away, but if people don't say, you can marry them. Then you say, other funny muksik lakasha kasha. People have to say they're okay. Mashmaha stama, people don't say anything. Puzzle, stay away. So make up your mind. What in the family in Eretz Yisrael that people have nothing to say? Not good, not bad. If you're looking to marry, check it out unless you hear their kasha. If you're thinking about, maybe I married wrong, unless you hear puzzle, don't say you married wrong. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lest you hear something is apostle and bavel, you can safely assume they're kosher. We're going to have this Mishnah later on. How much of an investigation do you have to do? How far back and who do you check? The Gemara is going to talk about four that are eight. Whatever that means, we'll leave for Ayin Vav and Aleph. It's not, it's an extra show.
If he finds that his wife is a
Mamzeres, you better get rid of her.
And if she finds out that he's a
Mamzeres, she better go to Bezin and get him to force him again. Absolutely, it's allowed. Bezin will force him to give her again.
They'll still keep it a secret that he's a
Mamzeres. No, if it's a Mamzeres, it's Yaduah. If she found out that it's Yaduah. Lots of Ishi, Isha Stamma by Badika. Lots of many Isha Shinasa Kvar, Mistamma by Mafkina, we don't break it up. Whoever speaks with a Babylonian accent, assume that he's from Babel, and you don't have to check him out. However, there are people that learn the Babylonian accent so they can fool people. They're not from Babel. But they figure the way I get that I don't have to be investigated is I talk the Babel like the southern dialect. So then, Chasina were afraid, and it means nothing. Rashi, Sicha mi bavo, shemesaber beloshin anshi bavo, mesin la isha de machdakina le mi bavo. Ikar amoi, shemlam sichas bavo, lachzika be miyuchasim. They want people to think that they're pure, so they speak the bavo dialect. It's like candidates running for president, all of a sudden they learn all kinds of different dialects. Right? It's from all, it's all it is. It's to trick people, it's not real. Okay, we will stop here. We'll continue Meir Shem tomorrow. Did I give you the test? I didn't give you the test. You want them?
Don't print it out till tomorrow.
It wouldn't be printed out till after tomorrow anyway.
No,
we'll
have the sheriff come today. They're going to have a test.
So we won't have a test.
Why not? We'll know all the answers.
That's not what happens when